For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M Rocks Footy, and it's heating up.
Isn't that my job?
Oh, yeah.
You were the host, and you're now just having a little seat on the side. Our phones are lighting up at the moment. We've got friends texting in saying Mark Howard's arrogance has reached a level that is beyond some mates of Dylan Buckley communicating with me, just saying he is not only distraught about what he's hearing, he feels as though he's been demeaned and patronised.
Well, he was.
It could be actionable.
Correct.
Get him on.
The double down effort that you went with, Howie, is quite extraordinary. We go straight to the source often. So we're going to get hold of Dylan Buckley in a second. Dylan Friends, my favourite podcast.
Great choice.
Does a great job. Just if you missed it, just have a little recap of some of the arrogance delivered by our own Mark Howard.
Dylan, he's a good little fella, and he rang me a year and a half ago, and he said, "Mate, I'm trying to start a podcast. Can you help me out?" So I gave him some tips.
Derogatory, like he's a good little fella
with contempt.
And Kate Simpson is a fantastic guest for the local audience, which you boys deal
in. Local. Dylan Buckley, the top rating podcast, Dylan Friends, Dill. You've been inundated with messages. Thanks for joining us. How do you feel when you hear that?
I have heard it all, boys. This is a disgrace. My phone has blown up. Mark Howard called me 2 weeks ago asking advice on how to sell some merchandise.
What sort of merchandise?
T-shirts.
What sort of merchandise?
T-shirts, jumpers, hats, caps, stubby holders. He called it. He said, Dill, how do you do it? I need the supplier. I need to learn how to build a community like you. And I said, Howie, I'm happy to help out.
You're a good man, Dill.
So you rang him because you want to get into the merchandise space.
Well, I'll explain it.
You need some explaining.
Dill rang me a year and a half ago. We set up his podcast. He's got his nice local audience.
We set it up. It's gone from a couple. I gave him a couple of tips till we set it up.
And he's a good little fella too. We collaborated on it.
Has a fantastic range of merchandise. And the global audience of the Howie Games.
People want to get around and stuff with your name on it, eh?
T-shirts. So I rang Dill and said, where do we get these supplied? And he, being the great man he is, he's put me onto a couple of contacts, and Dill ordered his 100 T-shirts, and I rang his supplier. I said, no, I need 100,000 for my operation, and he's working on the order.
He's on the line still, Howie.
Do you know what the worst part is about this as well, boys? I actually asked him to come on as a guest, and what do you reckon he said? He's too busy.
Can't afford him.
No, that's not true, Dill. I'd be more than happy to come on the show.
He's too busy appearing on his own show, Dill, I think, to appear on you. Now, give us a bit of a snapshot for those that haven't, and not many haven't, Dill. We had a great news-grabbing headline from Cade Simpson. Who else is in the pipeline for Dylan Friends?
No, I appreciate that, Das. I've got a big one next week, actually. Matt Rao, Lachie Neal, Paddy Cripps, and Tommy Mitchell all on one together.
That's massive.
Yeah, be a big one.
They're good names.
What's been the one that's blown you away?
Oh, the big Judd man, previously part of this program was huge. His episode absolutely blew up and had guys like Q Van Collenberg and Ben Crow. And it's just been good to sort of chat to these.
Mate, they're fantastic guests. I like Matty Rao. I got Gary Player on next week, but like Matty Rao's a fantastic guest. So I got a 9-time major winner on Chief, and we're just illustrating we're going to a different market.
Yeah,
we're
but going your bloke is 94 years old, Howie.
Hey, Dill, respect Howie.
Dill, did you get something out of Chris Judd? Because we had him on the Friday Huddle for 4 years, and he didn't give us much.
He is one of the smartest men, as you guys know. But he did. It was awesome. He gave me a fair bit. The Judd man, he's got plenty of time for him. I reckon he's one of the best characters off the field.
Dill, who's your dream guest? In all seriousness, it is a great show. We love it. I listen to it all the time. If you could choose one guest, mate, who would you get on Dylan Friends, which is an outstanding podcast?
I'm sure he's on your radar as well, and you might have already had him. I'm not sure, but Nick Kyrgios would be up there with one that I'd love to get in touch with.
Have you had him, Howie?
No, working on it.
Well,
but
we'll work on it for Dill.
If Dill's working on it, I need to step out of the way. Hey, mate, and thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you, boys.
You're a star.
Love the program.
And I appreciate your help with the T-shirts and hats and stubby holders. I think they're coming out pretty soon, which is fantastic.
Ching, ching.
Keep it up, lads.
Thanks, Dill.